Like we see that Krishna has done pratigya, you know?
Promise
to Arjuna and Duryodhan both, that I will not fight, I will have no weapon. I be only the sarthi of Arjuna. And when he went to the battlefield, Bhisham Pitama promised that if I marry my father's son, then Krishna will have to take weapon in his hand and he will have to fight. Here we see that to keep the promise of Bhisham Pitama, Krishna left his own promise and fulfilled the promise of devotee Bhisham Pitama. This is not disqualify of Krishna, but it is qualification of Krishna, Bhakta Vatsala. Anywhere we see, to taste rasa in braja, he tells lies. He does so many offenses, Krishna himself. But all are not offenses, but all are
ornaments.
So if Krishna gives any jee, that bhagya, it is not vaisamya. Here, if anyone says that by the grace of Vaishnavas, bhakta, bhakti is found, no harm. But someone can raise some questions. Why he has done so? Why he is not giving bhakti to all others? Only to this special man, to a special sadhu. Here he tells that for Uttam Adhikari, it may be Vaishamna. For Kanishta Adhikari, he cannot give. But for Madhyama Adhikari, it has been told that Prem Maitri Kripa Upeksha Jah Karoti Sa Madhyama. So Madhyama Adhikari, he can give that bhagya, and by that Madhyama Adhikari, Krishna is bound to give his bhakti. So here is not Vaishamna. So this Vaishno, Madhyama Adhikari Vaishno, has so many duties to do prachar, to have mercy upon all surrendered souls and those who are qualified. They may not have so much gyan or siddhanta, but they should be very simple and sorrow. Ignorance may be there, but they should be sorrow.
Simple-hearted.
Not anything here and
Hypocrisy.
Not that thing.
But if they are too simple, they may not know how to distinguish clearly between a... They cannot be too simple. They must have some sense. Otherwise, they will not distinguish between those who are not worthy of giving tripati.
If anyone wants truly to have bhakti, he will realize all these things by the mercy of his Gurudev and by the mercy of Krishna. Surely they will realize this. If I am doing anything against bhakti principle, at once a stroke will come here. That may be from Chaitya Guru or Gurudev or anyhow it will come. And we will know. But our chitta is so durbal, so weak, that sometimes we avoid all these things and go down. So he is telling that if God has to do mercy upon any bhakta, to give bhakti to anyone, he will have to give it by a madhyam adhikari, not directly. If bhakti herself wants to come in anyone's heart, he will come first in the heart of madhyam adhikari, and he will pray to bhakti or Krishna, then bhakti will come there. So he is telling that bhakti, bhagavat kripa is Krishna bhakta anugamini. Understand? What you have
understood? I understood everything except the last phrase.
Anugamini.
The mercy of the Lord follows the mercy of the bhakta.
Without following any madhyamadhikari bhakta, Krishna cannot do kripa. That is, we see in prayer of Nagapatni. They have relation with Nag also, that we are wife of this Nag. They cannot leave Kali also, but they are also bhakta, so they are not uttam bhakta. While if they are uttam bhakta, they should have left till that time. That he is doing opposite, he is wrestling Krishna, so we should leave them. But they were waiting. And when they saw that Kali is repenting, then they began to pray Krishna that saved that person. And by prayer, Krishna raksha kiya, protected that person, and gave his bhakti also. So here that bhakta has some mercy of bhakti devi, bhakti is there, and from that bhakti madhyamadhikari has prayed Krishna or bhakti devi. So bhakti comes from bhakti only, bhaktya sanjataya bhakti. Here, bhaktya mane sadhan bhaktya, bhav bhakti or prem bhakti comes. Without sadhan bhakti, a bhakti can, bhav bhakti or prema bhakti will never come.
So this is how bhakti lets a bija. This is the bija.
But we should think that our Gurudev was telling once that that these seed is within Jivaswaru, or where it is, from out it is, it has been given, or inside it is. What we should think?
Well, we say Jiva Swarup Hari Krishna Nityananda, the original feature is the servant of Krishna.
So it should be in Jerusalem. And we should realize this. That is given to him. We have some upakhyan in bhakti in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was a Brahmin, no? And he has one son. He died, that Brahmin. And he did not tell that I have something in my house anywhere hidden. No? He became so poor. No? There was nothing in his home. No? One day the friend of his father came and told that you seem so much poor and so much distressed. He told that I have nothing to take, eat or to wear or to do anything. I'm so much poor. He told that you are not poor. Your father was so much rich person and you are also rich person. He told them, I have nothing, I'm penniless. He told that I know that your father has kept something in this area and I know where it is. He became so much pleased. That dhan?
Charity.
Eh?
Charity, that gift.
Yes.
Wealth is hidden anywhere in this home. See, at once, without asking where it is, he went to north and began to dig. Don't do so. Here there is a Jaksha. Jaksha means a upper devata. South. There are so many dangerous, poisonous bees. They will at once caught him and he will die. Then what should I do? Don't do anything. Where I am showing you that place, I know that place. And you will have to dig so much. So come with me and I am going and showing you that place. Easily you will get. He at once took him and told that here you can dig. He dug very little and saw that in a golden pot there were so many guineas there. No? And he became so much pleased. This is to give him wealth. But wealth was there from before. So in your sarur, we are Krishna Das by Swarup, but we had forgotten it. Guru tells that by this process you can have this. This is to give Saddha. But Saddha is energy. But something he gives, what he gives? If there is cloud, only cloud will not do rain. There should be mountain and jungles to check the clouds. So here Shraddha is there, but for prakating of Shraddha.
Manifestation.
To illuminate that Shraddha. Lagini and Sambit, in whose heart is there, they can do kripa to them, to create their, to illuminate their sattva. Any other person can do. So Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, there was, but he was missing, and by their mercy, he received that thing, and he became so much wealthy. So here.
One question is, this is the Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai
Bhakti Lata Devi.
And when he is giving Ladini, this is Ladini Samvit or this is?
Bhakti is Ladini and Samvit Mool Bhav. So something, abhas or anything to, has been given there to illuminate bhakti.
First. And then later.
Like a seed cannot do anything. When seed has some water and clay, then it can be seen. Likewise.
And then later, complete.
Complete. Today?
Right.
Naveen?
Maharaj, one letter for you. It was sent by one devotee from the West.
Huh?
Somebody brought it from the West. He came from
In
America.
Hindi?
The person is lived in Delhi, but knew you. That's Vishnu Das.
Vishnu
Das. He stayed at his house in Delhi.
Delhi.
Oh.
He lives in Houston now.
In USA?
In Houston, Texas.
Where that
Texas?
Rush is.
Yeah, I have not met him, but he told me he lives with...
Very good boy.
With that Giridhar Shila, he is there now. Mm.
He is disciple of Gopal Krishna. He has written in Hindi, but he knows very good English. He has written very good English, good Hindi. ये लिख रहा है जिस समय पत्र के माध्यम से अविकसित श्रद्धा रूपी कुसुम आपके चरणों में अर्पित कर रहा हूँ. ए फ्लावर इट इज नॉट इन हिज फुल ब्लूसम देन इट इज
बड
आई एम गिविंग ओनली दैट थिंग यू इन योर in your feet. Houston. You have done there?
That is
me. Bahut hi acha hai. Very good. Very beautiful. Siradha Nil Madhav aur Gaur Nitai, Gaur Chandra ke Vigra, atyant sundar hai. Very beautiful. Aapke dwara bhet ke Giriraj bhi atyant manmohak hai. You have given you and that Giriraj is so Manmohan. Manmohan, you know, he
is told.
Bhakt log bade prem se unki seva karte hain. All devotees satyam. Sab bhaktoon ki aapke charan kamal mein atyant pragaad shraddha hai. और यहाँ के सभी भक्त he is telling that almost all भक्त know you whether they have taken darshan or not. Tamal Krishna Prabhu has beat a drum for my name. He is telling that we were all waiting for that time. At the time of Giriraj Pratisha that you will come. But you could not come. Kaji, aap jaldi aaiye. You should come. We will all help you. We will all serve you. There will be no difficulty at all. There is no summer and no winter. Braj Mandal jaisa sundar. But it has no, it is not such beautiful as Vrindavan. But yet, something is there. If you come here, here also Braj will come. So good bhavana.
I have some questions from Bhakti Rasami Jacinta. That Rupa Goswami says that all of the devotees of the different avatars are very good, but the devotees of Krishna are the best, because devotees of the others, they can get attracted to Krishna, but the devotees of Krishna, they can never be attracted by any other form. Now, some examples are quoted, like Lakshmi, especially Lakshmi. But sometimes we also hear that the devotee is completely satisfied in his relationship with the Lord. Like Hanuman is completely satisfied in his relationship with Ram. He doesn't want to change. So how is it that Lakshmi and also the queens in Dwarka, except for the eight principal queens, they also prayed for the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, but their eternal relationship is with Krishna in Dwarka or Vaikuntha. So how do they get this?
Really a very good question. You can answer. I will hear your answer.
Uddhava also.
You do. Certainly. I want to hear.
We want you to speak.
I didn't speak, but I want to hear.
Well, maybe he should give his idea first. He always does this.
Because you said that he knows everything.
So I want to prove you right. Well, Krishna has some qualities which Vasudeva and Narayan don't have. So, even though they have eternal relationship with Vasudeva, Krishna, or Narayan, still they can appreciate that Krishna has some more qualities which the others don't have.
And
they want to experience those, but they're not ready to give up their own swarup and their own Aishwarya Bhav.
Then, why man could not leave his own bhav, but Lakshmi wanted why?
One thing is that Krishna and Narayan, Narayan is Krishna in one form, and Krishna is a more, the husband is the same person. So there's nothing wrong if the wife wants to go to the forest to be with the husband.
That similar case with Hanuman. Rama and Krishna are one, but he never goes. Murari never went.
His attachment is stronger.
I think that Lakshmi is not less than Hanuman. He has very strong
attachment.
But yet, I can see that Lakshmi is woman. Their hearts are so soft. And they are so much attracted with the love. A male cannot. Woman can do everything against his principle. If he is for love, they can do. So Lakshmi, by his swabhav, by nature, he can live. But Hanuman is in male form, and he, whether he wants, but he will not live. The heart of both very, very strong. They can have love. They, what is beauty, love, and four things which Krishna has special. But for Hanuman, no. I have not
read anywhere.
Read anywhere. I never went on to this question.
But it's a common sense answer.
Very high level of common sense.
Special sense.
Now, can I ask some other questions? Like in the case of Gop Kumar, first he went to Vaikuntha, then he went to Ayodhya, then to Dwarka, and finally to Goloka Braj. But in ordinary cases, if some jeev has the seed of Raja Bhakti, is it sure that he will get the association of some Rasik Vaishnav that will awaken his Raja Bhakti? Or is it possible that he can only do sadhana bhakti and in spite of having the seed only go to Vaikuntha?
We see that every jiva has his some kind of swarup. Every jiva. But we see that all jivas unconditional soul are moving from years and births and births anadi kal. So it is not so that any jiva will have rasik Vaishnav if he has Praj Bhakti seed here. No question. By rotation and rotation, we have some tendency in this body. At first he will have to do, he will have come to a process of Vaidhi Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is so hard. He should not sit for Raganuga Bhakti. Anyhow, it may be that most of you will have to go through Gop Kumar's channel.
You mean they can go first to Vaikuntha?
First they should go to any general bhakta, and they may go to going on sadhan bhakti, and by chance if a Radhanga Vaishnava is found, then they can go direct to Braja, or otherwise he will have to go to Vaikunth or anywhere. But I see that in sadhan kshetra in this world he will have every where to go and where not. He will decide here. This is sadhan kshetra. In Vaikunth any new thing is not decided, and there is no sadhan bhajan there. He has only told, Sanatana Goswami has only told him by that Gop Kumar Upakhyan to understand that where what thing is there.
But we hear that in Braj the Panch Pandavas are doing some austerities at Radhakund, or Narada is doing, Lakshmi is doing, but their eternal Swarup is not in Braj, what we understand. So what can they, what do they hope to get from their practices in Braj?
For Narada it is hard that he mostly lives in Vaikunth and Sapt Narayan. But in other swarup he goes to Golok Vaikunth also, Golok Braja also. There he is in the shape of Madhumangal also. But yet he in Narad Kunda, in this Prakat Braja, is doing Aradhana of Aradhika to have Gopi Bhav. In his Madhumangal Swarup, is they are in Sanatan Bhav for perpetual. That Swarup will be there. But yet he wants to serve in Gopi Bhav. And that how he has yet received or not, it has not been told anywhere.
As Madhumangal, is Madhumangal a separate personality than Narada?
No.
Absolutely the same person.
But it has been told in Brihad Bhagavatamritam that Krishna has so many shapes, and in Krishna's shape also he is doing pastimes in so many various Brahmands, in various Krishna swarup. So the associates of Krishna, they have also so many shapes.
Sri Dham Garuda.
All Nanda Baba Yashoda, every Dalita Abhishekha. So Narada Muni has each a man, each a sadhan wants to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna at the same time. It is, has been told that they will have three swarups, and they will serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Sarva and Radha and Krishna. In guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All this. that they do everything. Of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always chant Radha Krishna and always. Yeah, what? By we should do the smaran of Radha. We have gifted. Especially Sunachapati Thakur and G. Goswami has told that. Outer sadhan is to serve a root sanatan and inner root manjari then. That I am so and so on. No? I am that good. I am doing service of this. But he is always praying that I should do like this. We should do, follow him. He has never expressed that I am a Siddha Bhakta or in any books. That's not so.
But do we know? Do we know? So he has never expressed, do we know who
he is? But he has written for us that any of you should not think himself to be any gopi and to think also. Sankal Pakal Padruma. When we can have Sankal Padruma, that is the of gopi and gopi. Gopi. Radhika Lalita is that he should be engaged in that way. Being not of one of them.
I read in Bhakti Rasam at the Sindhu Bindu, Krishna Chakravarti suffers that we need to enter into Radha Krishna Leela through Gauranga Leela. This is true, and this is certainly a fact. So how does one
think these things? Think always remembering the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. That is the way.
And remembering the pastimes of Mahaprabhu like that?
His mercy is that
thing. His mercy.
Both his mercy.
One question about how to improve the japa of Hare Krishna mantra to make it
always remembering the mercy of Harinam. You should chant it.
While chanting, remember the mercy of Harinam.
How he is so merciful. That's it.
Is there a way to assist him to also remember the pastimes of Krishna while chanting Hare Krishna mantra?
What our Goswamis have done, they have loved for us. How they have chanted name, having
everybody
remembering.
Not long.
Yeah, anything wrong? Rupa Goswami is telling that chant Harinam, remembering the mercy of that name,
And the pastime connected with that name. Just it, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ramnath Das Goswami and Gopal Guru. Written in their books how to chant and how to remember the mercies of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Hari. Hari Harati Radha Manah. Hare Harati Krishna Manah. Both meaning. And how, by what past and Srimati Radhika Harati Mana of Krishna, we should think when and where Srimati Radhika has what? Expected Krishna. Hari Harati Radhika Harati Krishna Mana towards Kunja. How? You can remember here Ras Lila. And all Goswamis, they have written in what rush you are, you can cow herding, and all these things.
Is it good while chanting to stop and read a little bit and then chant some more to help this remembrance?
You can do if it is unfulfilled for you. At first, we should. That we are so conditional souls. We are full of kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, master. These are not going. They are pursuing us. So, nam is so that by His mercy we can only have rescue from these all these things.
Only by His mercy.
So, at first we should cry for mercy. We should weep for mercy. Then anything should be remembered. At first this thing. I am a wretched soul, worthless soul. So, repentance should come. In the lotus feet of Harinam. Thinking that Harinam is Aradha and Krishna.
Seems like it takes real humility. To cry and be in that mood and weeping, one has to be so humble.
Certainly we will have to cry for these things at first, then anything will come. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur, they have stated in their song, that we are very kami, krodhi, lobhi, mohi. We have not attitude of bhakti. Amra to ekhane toke chale jete pari. You can leave me here. We can go.
You don't want us to take you to Radha Damodar?
You have to go there, okay, again, come here.
But for us, it is no problem. How you will go from here?
On foot? If I want, I will take a rickshaw or...
No, we will take you.
Huh?
There also I'll have to go on foot.
We can carry you. Hanuman will put you on his shoulder. Rickshaw?
From here we can go. But again we'll have to.
His business is to create conflict.
One has something told. It seems that they are in conflict, but they are in the same way.
The main point is that, you know, our Guru Maharaj created a DBC to resolve these types of things, but this man has no purpose for that. And another main purpose of the book that he wants to do is to show how ISKCON and the DBC offended Sridhar Maharaj. At this point he keeps bringing out also.
In this book also.
Very openly he says that. Because he took sannyas from one of the devotees who had taken shelter of Sridhar Maharaj.